Welcome, dear listener, to a nice little collection of local ghost stories, local myths, and legends from the macabre. These are tales that we have culled from the Las Padres Forest, Antelope Valley, the Old Rage Route, Tejon Ranch, and the Mojave Desert. These stories are brought to you by the Rage Route Communities Museum and Frazier Park and Pine Cone Radio, 100.9 FM, Pine Mount in Klamath, California. Enjoy. But if you scare easily, enjoy this audio or recording when you are very, very much asleep. Ha ha ha. Readers are Joe Layden, Barbara Layden, Lee Donovant, and Peter Gullarood.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Tonight we will entertain you with local ghost legends, starting with The Curse of the Las Padres Mine.
About 400 years ago, when only the Indian people lived in these mountains, Spain sent missionaries to explore our area. These men were called padres. They hoped to teach them their religion so Spain could say these mountains belong to them. The padres also spent a lot of time looking for gold. In fact, they established several gold mines throughout Southern California. They used our people to help with the mining and load bags of gold on their mules. They traveled from here across the desert and Colorado River, then all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, where the gold was loaded on ships and sent back to Spain. Some years later, Spain established mission settlements throughout California. And recorded the stories of the Indian mine workers. From those stories, we have learned that when the padres left, never to return, they warned our people to never tell where the mines were, or they would die. Thus started the curse of the Las Padres mines.
The first story about the curse was written in 1862. As the story goes, an exhausted prospector with his heavy backpack stumbled into Fort Tejon and collapsed. The soldiers had left, and only the Tejon Ranch workers lived in the fort. When the prospector was well enough, he showed them samples of ore containing gold. He promised to show them how to get to the mine. The man and the worker saddled up the horses, but when the prospector mounted his horse, it threw him, and he broke his neck and died. The workers tried to follow his directions, but never could find the gold.
In 1884, a young Tejon Indian named Maria Ventura led a group of white settlers to the mine. As a girl, she often gathered pine nuts at the mine site. Her parents had warned her about the curse and said to never bring anyone back there. She didn't want to endanger herself, but the settlers pressured and insisted that she take them to the mine. When they finally arrived, Maria ran away as she cried out over and over, "My poor children, soon they will be orphans!" And within a month, Maria was dead. And shortly afterwards, her husband and her children died very mysteriously.
A Tejon Indian named Tucuya was the son of Chief Tucuya, who had worked with the Padres in the mine in San Emilio Canyon. In 1898, people came to Tucuya, who was no longer young, but some 90 years old by then, and asked him to take them to the mine. Tucuya knew he would not be on this earth much longer, and these people had helped him with his people, so he agreed to take them. As they got close to San Emilio Canyon, he looked up at the sky and cried out,
"The priest has appeared to me. Do not go on."
And he ran all the way back to Tejon Canyon. By the time the rest of the men caught up with him, they found him in his adobe home, dying. In two more modern times, as late as 1927, two young prospectors from Bakersfield reported that they had found the mine. They returned to town for supplies, but were unable, for some reason or another, to travel back to the mine site. So they gave their map to a wealthy young man who wanted to parachute into the area. On his first practice parachute jump, the young man was killed.
So, if you ever find the mine, remember the curse and do not take anyone back to it. Also, rattlesnakes seem to live at these mine sites, and bones of those who've died while working the mines are very often buried nearby. It's not a nice place to visit.
That was scary.
I'm so scared. Help me. Please help me.